Good morning. Your hosts are Haven Holman, Dana, Tonby, and Shemaya. We are going to be talking about the American Revolution. First, we are going to start talking about the Revolutionary War. So let's get started. The 13 American colonies fought for their independence from British in order to become the United States, where people are treated equally.
I know that the war started because the colonists were really angry with the British people because they were forced to pay taxes on the land that they lived on. Around 4,435 people died in the Revolutionary War.
And did you guys know in April 1775, British soldiers exchanged gunfire at Lexington and Concord in Massachusetts? This was decided as the gunshot heard around the world, which started the American Revolutionary War and led to the creation of a new nation.
Also, in June 1776, where the Revolutionary War was a full swing, a growing majority of colonies had a favor of independence for the British. On July 4th, the Continental Congress voted to adopt the Declaration of Independence drafted by the five-man committee, including Franklin and John Adams, but it was mainly written by Jefferson.
Also, in October 1781, the war came to an end when General Cornwallis was surrounded and forced to surrender the position at Yorktown, Virginia. 2 years later, the Treaty of Paris made it that America was independent.
And next up we have Shemaya, and she's going to be talking about George Washington.
George Washington was the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army during the American Revolutionary War, which occurred in 1775 and ended in 1783, and served two terms as the first U.S. president of the from 1789 to 1797.
I know the son of prosperous planter, Washington was raised in the colonial Virginia.
And I also know that on February 22nd, 1732, to December 14th, 1799, George Washington commanded the Continental Army in the American Revolutionary War in 1775 to 1783.
And did you guys know George Washington was also one of the founders' fathers of the United States of America and served as the nation's first president? General George Washington led the Patriots to victory over the British and their allies.
George Washington also played the leading military role in the American Revolution.
Thank you for telling us that, Shemaya. Tonby, do you have any questions for her?
Yeah, I do. What purpose did he serve in the Revolutionary War?
George Washington led the military.
Okay. And I also have a question for you, Shemaya. What did George Washington do when he was younger? What was his background story?
As George Washington grew up, he was allowed to play in a garden where he grew his own little personal garden.
Thank you for telling me that, Shemaya. That was really helpful.
I also have a question for you. What did the people think of George Washington as their chief?
Well, most people thought George Washington was a great commander.
Thank you for telling us that, Shemaya. Now we're going to be talking about the Patriots, Loyalists, and Neutrals. So, Robert Calhoun said of the 13 colonies, between 40% and 45% were supported the Patriots, 15% and 20% supported the Loyalists, and what was left were neutrals, keeping to a low profile because they did not want to be part of the Patriots and Loyalist wars.
And also, some Americans during the war could not choose a side, so they were called neutrals. The neutrals were too far to fight. They did not partake in war and battles that the Patriots and Loyalists often fought in. Tonby, do you know anything?
Unlike the neutrals, the rest of the colonies did choose a side, Patriots and Loyalists. Loyalists were American colonists who stayed loyal to the British crown during the American Revolutionary War, often called Tories, Royalists, or King's Men at the time during the American Revolutionary War. The American colonists had to decide to support the war for independence or remain loyal to the British and King George III, The last group of people are Patriots. Patriots are known as revolutionaries. Continentals, rebels, and American rings at the time who rejected British rule during the American Revolution and declared the United States of America as the as an independent nation in July 1776.
I didn't know that. Also, they wanted their own country called the United States. People in the Americas felt they weren't being treated fairly by the British. They were being taxed without any say or representation.
Okay, so now do you guys have any questions for me?
Yeah, actually I have two. First one would be, how did the people in America feel about the British?
Well, let's see. The Loyalists at the time were not called British, but they were called Redcoats at the time. But technically, they're British, so the Patriots went to war with them, and the Neutrals stayed away from both because they understood both sides.
And the second question would be, how did the Patriots feel about the Loyalists feel about the Neutrals?
Well, the Patriots and Loyalists didn't think much about the Neutrals. They did, however, try to convince them to be on their side. Tanvi, do you have a question for me?
Yeah. How did the Loyalists and Patriots convince the Neutrals to be on their side?
Well, they told me they told them all the good things about it and what they believed in, but even when they convinced some of them, there were still Neutrals left, just a small amount, though. Anybody else?
No, I think.
Okay.
And next up is Zaina, and she's going to talk about the Boston Massacre.
The Boston Massacre started March 5th, 1770. It began as a street fight between American colonists and British soldiers. The American colonists threw snowballs, stones, and sticks, which led to a campaign by Speed Riot to roast their citizen. More than 2,000 British soldiers occurred the city of 16,000 colonists and tried to enforce British taxes. 7 were killed, including an 11-year-old boy, Christian Sider, which was shot by a redcoat. His death encouraged the Patriots to fight harder, and 4 were wounded at the end.
That's interesting.
Do you guys have any questions for me?
Yeah, I do. Why do the colonists throw rocks at the redcoats?
Because of a pot roast mop, they made the colonists angry. So the colonists decided to throw rocks and snowballs at them just so they can get their anger out.
I have 2 questions for you, Zaina. 1.
Go ahead.
How did the Boston Massacre affect the colonies? What was after the after effect?
Well, the after effect was the Boston Massacre led to the American Revolution War. And the Boston affect the colonists because lots of them got hurt after. What was your next question?
Okay, my next question was, what caused the Boston Massacre?
The cause of the Boston Massacre was a conflict between the British and the colonists.
That's interesting.
And next up, we have Tanvi. She's going to be talking about common sense. So, Tanvi, tell us about it.
Common Sense was written by Thomas Paine, who was born in England in 1737 in January. In 1774, he met Benjamin Franklin, and he then started to publish many pamphlets about his thoughts and how King George III was ruling America, North America, the wrong way.
And also, he truly believed that the colonists needed to be dependent for the British. He also served in the army and worked for the Commons of Foreign Affairs before going back to Europe in 1787.
I didn't know that, but did you also know that writing Common Sense caused a lot of propaganda to everyone because the Loyalists disagreed with him and the pamphlet helped the Patriots gain more people to their side, but that didn't mean they were allies. The British weren't happy with him after that, so he caused a lot of troubles before 1809 when he died. Tanvi, do you have any quotes to say?
Yeah, I do. I have at least 3 quotes from Common Sense. One of them is, men are from Earth and women are from Earth. This means that everyone is equal and they should all be treated equal. Common sense is not common, and because you can't argue with all the fools in the world.
Those were some good quotes, Tanvi. Thank you.
Do you guys have any questions?
Well, yeah. When did Thomas Paine die?
Thomas Paine died in
1809. When I researched, he didn't, well, there wasn't much information on like how he died or which month he died. They just said the year.
Hmm. I have a question for you. What do you think was the most important part of common sense?
I'm pretty sure common sense mainly helped the Patriots gain more neutrals on their side, because like common sense was speaking of how bad the British, or specifically King George, was ruling over the country. It's like he was doing so many stuff, bad stuff to them. He was burning down houses. He was like making like a lot of people died in the Revolutionary War because of his choices.
And also, how long did Thomas Paine serve in the U.S. Army?
He served in the army about 2 to 5 years before going back to Europe to like continue his writing and poetry.
That was a great question, Zaina.
Thank you.
And here is Jemiah, and she's going to be talking about Lexington and Concord.
April 19, 1775 was the beginning of Lexington and Concord. General Thomas Gates sent troops to Concord. Then he received word that there was an army of Meridians upsprung against King George III. The British lost a lot of men in this attack. No one died from the colonists.
I know that Paul Revere and the other Knight Riders called the alarm, and the militiamen started to mobilize the situation. That was a tactic that the French taught the natives that they were allies. It was called the guerrilla tactic. At the first, the militiamen simply followed the British. The fighting started again soon after. However, with the militiamen firing at the British from the trees, stone walls, houses, and sheds, before long, British troops were leaving weapons, clothing, and equipment behind to retreat faster.
Thank you for telling us that, you two. And also, did you know that the British tried to keep the colonists at their bay by continuously firing with cannons? Yes. When evening came upon them, the newly arrived Minutemen from Salem and Marblehead, Massachusetts, had a chance to cut off the Redcoats and may have been able to cut them off. In 1783, the colonists formally won their independence after many other battles with the British/Redcoats.
And also, the first Bull of Lexington was in April 1775. A spy told General George that the colonists were hiding a large supply of gunpowder and weapons in the nearby Virgin of Concord. The second bull at the Concord early in the morning, the British were in Concord looking for weapons. The British didn't know that the weapons were moved to another location.
Thank you for telling us about that, Zaina. And thank you, Shamaya, for giving this topic on Lexington and Concord. And now we're going to be hearing from Tomby in the Battle of Saratoga. Here you go, Tomby.
The Battle of Saratoga started in September 19 to October 7th in 1777. This battle was a major impact on the colonists because this battle helped them gain the trust of the French, and they became allies throughout this war.
And also, the British army was led by General John Bergen, and they were slowly heading to the south, giving Americans time to regroup under Gates. I'm sorry if I said that wrong.
So, Haven, do you have anything to say? Yes, I do, actually. So, General George Washington sent Benedict Arnold, Daniel Morgan, and two brigades of the Continentals from the Hudson Highlands. They raised help Gates gain strength about 6,500 men.
On September 19th, Burgers attacked. They all fought furiously most of the afternoon, and they were able to make the British retreat. Burgoyne then attempted another assault on October 7th. He ignored the orders from Gates. Arnold joined the fighting and led an attack that captured key strong points, forcing the British to retreat to Saratoga. There they surrounded by a delayed by a flood of militia. Burgoyne surrendered 10 days later.
Thank you for telling us about the Battle of Saratoga, Tanvi.
And he Here we have Dana, who's going to talk about the Independence for America and New England claims for America.
Did you guys know Independence of America was wanted by all Americans, mostly men?
The Independence of America contract was going to be signed in July 2nd, 1776, then ended up being signed on the 4th of July.
Really? The 4th of July? The cause of independence of America was because the British government decided to make the American colonies to pay a large share of war debt from French and Indian War.
And I'm going to tell you why they moved the contract 2 days from July 2nd. It was because it wasn't approved to be signed on July 2nd, so they had to move it to July 4th.
And now Tomby's going to have a question. Don't you, Tomby?
Yeah.
What was the cause to start or have the independence?
The cause was because Americans were strong and wanted to do their own thing by themselves. They wanted to be more independent. So, Haven, do you have a question for me?
Actually, I do. Why was independence wanted mostly for men and women? Did they have different beliefs?
I don't think so, but men thought that women should stay home and cook and clean while men go to work. I thought that was ridiculous because men and women are equally the same. Tomfy, do you have another question for me?
Yeah, I do. Why was the independence moved specifically from July 2nd and July 4th?
It was moved because the contract was not approved until 2 days later.
Thank you for telling us about Independence for America and New England for America. Well, I guess that ends our conversation. Well, have a nice day, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.